Hello and welcome to the Crochet Business School podcast. I'm your host, Kelly Thomas, and I'm going to help you to make your crochet dreams a reality stitch by stitch and show you how you can create a successful and profitable business using your crochet, keeping a flexible lifestyle so you don't have to sacrifice too much time with your family. So let's talk AI. So AI now is everywhere. Every platform is picking it up. You're now getting AI prompts on Facebook posts if you want to learn more about it. ChatGPT is everywhere. Everyone's using it. You've got coaches offering ways to make AI explode your business and do a day's work in 10 minutes using their AI tools. There's no getting away from it. AI is here to stay. And we can either ignore it and end up being at a disadvantage, or we learn how to use it to our advantage and increase sales of our crochet. Now, there are absolutely disadvantages to using AI. So how AI works is that it takes your question and scrapes the internet. It basically goes out and finds what other people have been saying to answer your question. And so it's not creating anything new. It is just seeing what else is on the internet, pulling it all together and giving you a nice little summary of what other people are using. So basically the answers it gives you are the same answers it gives everyone else. However, it doesn't just take the correct stuff off the internet. It takes all the myths, bad advice, misinformation, and shoves that in there as well. So you do have to be careful about how you interpret what AI gives you. So if you're putting a question into ChatGPT and asking it, what is the history of crochet? Then it could also pick up some story someone has made up as part of its answer. So you've always got to fact check anything that you ask it. And if you're asking it for ideas, it's going to give the same ideas to everyone else, and actually what it's basically doing is stealing those ideas from someone else because it can't create anything new. It can only take what it's found on the internet and give you that information, those ideas scraped from someone else. AI is basically stolen content. So you do have to be careful about how you use it in your crochet business. Now, in the world of crochet, AI is causing mayhem. And mostly because it's being used to scam people for pattern sales. If you're used to seeing AI pictures, you can pick up when it is one. It's got those really warm, sharp tones to it. Everything just looks a little too perfect. So people are taking these pictures, putting them on social media and saying, I've got the pattern for this image for sale. This is what it costs you. Come buy it. And it's a scam pattern. So this is what's happening right now with AI. And of course, all the nasty people of the world are using it for their nefarious purposes and scamming the hell out of people. But you can use AI in a responsible way that is going to help you. And I've been doing this lately and so good. If you use it the right way, it's really good. If you're looking for a name for your crochet pattern, AI can come up with suggestions. If you want help writing your Etsy descriptions, you can ask AI for help. So this is how I've been using it. I have been asking ChatGPT to rewrite my Etsy descriptions. Because if there's one thing I am absolutely terrible at, is writing descriptions that get both picked up for search results, so get all the SEO, all the keywords in there, but also reads well for a person. I'm not the best at it. I never have been. It's but the one thing I really struggle with. But I've been getting ChatGPT to rewrite my descriptions. Now, do I take exactly what that bot gives me and pastes it into my Etsy? Absolutely not. Mm-mm. Never, ever, ever just take what ChatGPT gives you and use it as is. What you need to do is rewrite it to sound like you. So the way these things were taught to speak, it was by using some of the great speech givers of generations past. I know they used JFK, used his speeches. I think they used Obama's speeches. They've used politicians to learn how to describe things and give the way they speak. And so when you get something out of ChatGPT, it does sound like a salesman. It sounds like something really pitching it to you. Because, of course, politicians have to sell. They've got a very exaggerated way of speaking in when they're giving these speeches. And ChatGPT has that same style. It's really over the top. It's really like, ooh. And you can tell as soon as you start reading it that it's in that style. And that's how you spot how AI has been used by people. Because it's just not how people talk. So you've got to edit it to make it sound more like you, more genuine, more authentic. It's great for structuring. It's great for adding different types of words that are going to get found in search results. But you do need to kind of tone it down and put your own tone of speech into it. So it does need editing afterwards. But it is a good way to use it. If you're struggling to come up with keywords, because if you're going to be found in search results on Google, on Etsy, Spotify, Ravelry, wherever you're selling your crochet, if you want to get found in their search results, you've got to have keywords. And keywords are just what people type into a search engine to find what they want to buy. So, for example, I could write into Google, shawl for a wedding for a blue outfit, and see what comes up. So your keywords could include wedding shawls, wedding outfit accessories, these kind of things. But you can ask ChatGPT to come up with keyword ideas. So if you tell it what you are selling and say, what keywords can I use? It can come up with the keywords to insert into your description. So you don't even need to ask it for the entire description. You can just ask it, what words can I use to get found in search results? And using little facts like that are really good. It can come up with Etsy tags. It can come up with YouTube tags. It can come up with all sorts. It can help you come up with ideas for the name of your product. You can use AI to find, like, come up with keyword-rich titles. You can do it all. But just be wary that it's coming up with these things from scraping the internet, and it's possible someone else's idea has been used. So you do need to tweak it. You do need to fact check it. You do need to do a Google search to see if anything else very similar has that name. So if you're using it for naming ideas, you've got to check, make sure it's not been used first. It could be in for a nasty shock later. This actually happened to me recently because I didn't check it. I don't even know if I did come up with it through ChatGPT. I just think it was sat in my ideas box for a long time. I hadn't realised, but Hooked on Success. I've changed the name of that podcast and changed the structure of it slightly. Because actually Hooked on Success was a name somebody else was using. And it was a name another crochet was using. So, so once I discovered that, I changed the name. It's now Crochet Pattern School. I'm going to focus on crochet patterns because that's kind of where it was going anyway. But so the name of the podcast has changed. The focus of it has changed a little bit. But I did that because I also found out it was a name being used by another crochet business. Not a good idea. So I decided it was just better to change it now and dig with that. So yes, if you're looking for Hooked on Success, it is now Crochet Pattern School because it had to be changed. One of those things. But that is the danger of not double checking what comes out of things like ChatGPT. So yeah, I think that name did come out of there, but it was one of the things in my notes I just didn't check for a long time. Lesson learned. Make sure you Google everything if you're naming something to make sure there isn't something too similar to your own when you're getting ideas from these things. But it doesn't mean you can't use AI tools. You absolutely can. You've just got to be aware of how they work and how they can and should not be used in your crochet business. Fantastic for coming up with ideas. Fantastic for coming up with descriptions that are keyword rich and read well, but you do have to edit them. If you're asking ChatGPT questions, fact check it, because the answers will come from all the dross on the internet as well as all the factual stuff on the internet. There's just too much misinformation and stories. People publish stories online. ChatGPT cannot tell the difference between something that is made up fiction and factual. It does not necessarily know the difference, and so you can end up with some very strange answers if you're not careful. So you just got to have your wits about you when using anything that it gives you. But at the end of the day, people buy from people, and AI has made people wary. There's just too many scams going around that have used AI to get their way, to fool people. And so now people want people. They want to know there's a person, a real person, behind these things. They want to know about you. They want to know that what they're reading has come from you. What they're seeing is real. It's a real photo, it's a real video, and it's come from a real person. And so making sure that you and your personality are injected into your crocheting business is absolutely essential. It's one of the reasons I've started doing videos now for my podcast. Not seeing the face behind what's going on can really impact things. And for years, I've hidden behind my logos. I've hidden behind my photos. But with the rise of AI and these fake photos coming in, with too much fake writing going on, it's now not such a good idea to do that. So it's hard kind of having to come out from the shadows, but this age of AI has kind of made it necessary to become more of the face of my own business, which I wasn't doing before. AI has made it necessary. AI has changed the landscape of the business world and of how we interact with everything online, with businesses online, and how we think twice before we buy. And so making sure that anything you get from tools like ChatGPT, making sure it still has your voice in there, it still has branding in there, it still sounds like a real person, is really essential. But it can be a really useful tool to get past maybe where your talents don't lie. Personally, my talents do not lie in copywriting, in getting my descriptions written. But AI can help me, but only help. It's not going to do the entire job for me, and you should never allow it to do the entire job for you, because that's when you start to lose you. It no longer sounds like a real person. It sounds automated. It sounds really exaggerated. Everything out of AI sounds really exaggerated. It sounds very cheesy. If you come up with titles for things for it, it can sound really cheesy. So it does need editing. It does need a fact check. It does need work once you've got the information. Can it be a tool to assist you? Absolutely. And it can be a fantastic tool. But just like anything, it's really easy to overuse it. You want to still sound like you. You want your customers to still be reassured that there's a real person on the other side. So overusing AI is going to harm your sales, because as more people get more aware of AI and how it works, and as the scammers keep ramping it up, we're going to want a real person and know there's a real person there far more. So can AI be used to help you sell your crochet? Absolutely. Great for writing descriptions, great for coming up ideas for titles, but do your fact checking, do the editing. Make sure it still sounds like you. Make sure that you take that over the top cheesiness that is AI out of it. And it's a fantastic tool to increase your sales. Not only does it help you encourage people to buy because it's a really good description and draws people into a story, it also helps you sell by getting you found in search results. So that's my take on AI. And there are all sorts of differing opinions on this, but I would love to know what you think. Please do come over to the Facebook page and leave a comment on the post for this podcast. I would love to know what your opinion is, and let's discuss it. So as always, if you want to know what's going on in the world of crochet business and you want more tips straight to your inbox, you can sign up to my newsletter at crochetbusinessschool.com/subscribe, or the link is beneath the podcast. So thank you for listening, and I shall see you next time for the next episode. Bye for now.